What's up, everybody? It is Wednesday, and it's another episode of the I Lived the 80s podcast. And as always, with me is Ed and, of course, Mr. Google. What's up, gentlemen?
Hey, Joseph!
What is going on with you guys this week?
Oh, you know, keeping up with appearances, you know, Joe. I've been hanging out at the local vacant shopping malls and stuff, trying to do the usual stuff. Yeah, you know, keeping busy, dude. How are you?
Oh, hey, I'm always good. I'm always good. Looks like we've got Jen here. What's up, Jen? We've got Big Dan. Hey, says I feel like Norm in that one episode of Cheers, and he beat Sam to the bar. Brandon is here. What's up, Brandon? How are you? We are continuing, and this is our last episode, of course, of our. We did a month long
stretch.
Yes, we did a month long. This is our last episode of the tribute, of course, to MTV and the 40th anniversary. We will be doing something a little different next week. We're gonna change up the format just a little bit. We're gonna do the topic that we will choose first. We'll go for most of the 40 minutes, 45 minutes or so, and then in the last 10 minutes. We're going to give that back to the people who were out there. So we're going to give that to you guys. You guys can ask us stuff if you want to know some things about, you know, what happened way back when from guys who actually lived through all this. We could talk about anything you guys want to. So we'll leave that last 10 minutes or so to you. And you guys can talk about whatever it is you like with us. And then, of course, we'll do the lyric at the end of the show. So just going to change it up a little bit because, you know, you got to change. You got to change sometimes. So we're going to do that. And
like
tonight,
that stupid Peter Brady song, it is time for change.
It's time to change. It's time to rearrange. Yes. Mr. Google. Yes.
Speaking of change, look at my face. It is so crazy. It must be that.
Looks like you have a unibrow below your hairline.
I have a unipube.
Yeah.
Google is out. All right. He always says bad things and then he leaves. And then he leaves us on the, you know, and then he leaves us to be like, oh,
he leaves
man.
Us to be like, oh. What did he say?
Yeah.
So tonight is all about awards, and we'll talk a little bit about, for the first part of the show, we'll talk about awards. We'll talk about MTV. We'll talk about the Music Video Awards a little bit. And then we'll kind of go through and we'll do a little recap of what we just talked about the last 3 weeks. And we'll kind of we have awards, too. But those will be at the end of the show. Ooh. So we have awards as well. So we're doing our awards show tonight. We'll do that the second part of the show. So around 9:30 or so, we'll give out some awards of our own. But before we do, we will go back and we'll look at some of the stuff we talked about. So like the video, you know, maybe a song we saw or a band we discovered in MTV. And we'll kind of give our own MTV awards. And then we'll go to our own awards at the end of the show. So it's all about awards tonight. So that's what we are going to do today. Let's see if anybody else popped in. There's Gina. Gina is going to join us, actually, for the awards, I believe, a little later. So, yeah. So Gina's going to be here. Brian, what's going on, Brian Knorr? How are you? Hope you are well. All right. So, of course, MTV had their award show. You could see behind me and behind Ed, of course, there is the Moon Man. You're in front of a Moon Man, dude. And the inspiration for that Moon Man was behind me. So, of course, that's what you saw when MTV first started. And they started playing the flag and everything like that. Of course, the rocket ship blasted off. That's where the Moon Man came from, if you did not know. That is where the trophy came from that they handed out. So from the very first episode of the MTV Music Awards, which they started as just Music Video Awards, and then it went to Music Awards, and then it went to a little bit of everything. And now today it's just like another award show. It's entertainment, it's movies, it's music, it's pretty much everything. Let's go back but when did you watch the award show yourself, Ed? Did you ever watch?
My favorite memory was Pee Wee Herman coming out.
Ah, yes.
And saying, heard any good jokes lately?
Yes.
After the whole
incident.
the movie theater incident.
The movie theater incident.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
That was my favorite memory of that, was him coming out, because, you know, he disappeared for a while and nobody liked him and he was the butt of every joke. And then boom, he just walked out and shocked everybody. And
he did.
You know?
Yeah, they like to
start maybe the beginning of the turnaround for him. You know, he finally could laugh at himself after all that. And, you know,
yes,
it was great.
They like to do that a lot on the award shows. They would like to come out with some, you know, some surprising stuff, maybe some bands that you didn't see together for a while. Sometimes you'd have people come out and show up on that show and it would be like, oh, and it was a big thing for me. It's still going to be, and I mentioned this last show, it's going to be the Andrew Dice Clay thing when he came out. He was supposed to be I don't even remember now. I should have went back and looked, but he might have been more than just an act in that. He may have actually was supposed to have been the host. I don't really remember now. But of course, that whole piece that he did when he came out and he started the whole comedy routine, and it was just shocking. It was just absolutely shocking because, again, it's not so much today. You hear a lot of this kind of stuff on TV a lot now where, you know, cursing isn't all that big of a deal, but you didn't hear it, you know, that, and especially him with those lewd poems that he does. You didn't hear a lot of that. So when he came on stage and did that, it was pretty shocking. And I'll never forget it because I watched it live, and it was great because they couldn't bleep him, they couldn't edit it, and finally they got everything off. But it took a little while for them to do it. So that's good. That's probably my biggest memory of the actual award shows. Some of the weird ones that won was, didn't you mention Jethro Tull? But I don't remember. I don't know if that was actually the MTV Music Awards that they won. That was the Grammys. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was the Grammy Awards. But yeah, so that was my biggest memory of the award shows. But of course now they've been on every year, since whenever the inception of the show was, and they're still going today. And in fact, I just saw a commercial last night for the one that's coming up. So, obviously it changed a lot, but again, when it first started, it was the bands and it was the videos that they focused on, much like, and now they focus a little more in the whole entertainment industry. So
Nancy, that was a big one. I remember that you mentioned was when Howard Stern came, he flew out of the
Stern. That's a good one. Yep. Yeah. That's a good one. That's that had to be around the time of his movie. No.
Well, that was like 92, I think, like early 90s. And that's when he, I think he was trying to get that movie started. And
Private Parts?
Or no, he was trying to do a Fartman movie.
Oh,
he came down and he had the, his genitals, like the...
They were sticking
out. And I think somebody even touched it for whoever the other person was. Yep. And his butt cheeks were in the back of it. Yep. And then he farted and the podium exploded. Yes. And it was awesome.
That's right.
He was great.
Yeah, that's right. That's a good one. Yeah, thanks, Nancy.
Don't forget the big thing about the awards too, or the musical acts. And I remember the one I remember was Nirvana when they were on there, and they weren't supposed to sing the song "Rape Me," and he started singing it, and then I remember I think they even started a fight with Guns N' Roses. Like I think Dave Grohl was like taunting. Axl Rose even at the end of it or something like that happened. Oh, wow. Like there's a bunch of crazy stuff that happened. I know Prince showed his butt cheeks on one of them.
Yes, that was oh my god, was that Get Off? Was that the song Get Off that he played, or was it I can't remember, but yeah, when he wore the yellow pants that he came out in and had no back. Yeah. Yeah, there are a lot of risque things that happened on that show. Jen mentioned Madonna. I'm sure Madonna probably had some risque outfits and stuff like that over the years. They let them get away with some stuff. Gina says Guns N' Roses drunk, accepting possibly the Video Vanguard Award, and Slash was smashed. Oh, I'm sure a lot of them were drunk, high, or otherwise when they were in that backstage. Big Dan spitting facts. A little known fact. Pee-wee's two favorite baseball teams were the Yankees and the Expos. I remember. The Shady clones in 2000 for the Real Slim Shady. Yes. Yeah, for Eminem. Yeah. One of my favorites was Madonna performing Vogue. Yeah, that was a good performance. And again, yeah, they would have a lot of really, really high, you know, fantastic performances where they'd have an entire stage, dancers and stuff like that. Like just a lot going on the stage and stuff like that for the live acts. So, and again, You wonder if they were lip syncing even back then, or if they were actually singing live. I really don't remember a lot of it, but They may have could have done either, because it was in a, you know, was in that ballroom. It wasn't that. I don't know. I can't really remember if they were lip syncing back in the day. They could have been. But Madonna's lip lock with Britney Spears says Big Dan. Yep. Yeah, they had some shocking moments on that show for sure. And, you know, they kept it going. And like I said, it's still around to this day, even though MTV has completely changed. And there's really no, you know, they'll still do music and music awards, of course, but, you know, no music or anything really on the channel to speak of anymore. But I think they were singing live too, Gina. I agree. I think they were. Almost everything today is lip sync now, but I think they were singing live. I agree. I think they had actual, you know, the bands actually played and stuff back then. So, but they had classic artists would come out and appear. You'd see Mick Jagger from the Stones. You'd see Robert Plant, you know, guys from, you know, the older bands and stuff that weren't necessarily around for a while would come out. I remember even Metallica showed up, and I was probably around the time of their Black album, and Metallica never wanted any part of any of that kind of stuff. And they came out as well. So,
pretty much anybody would whore themselves out just to sell their album, you know?
Well, again, and really, that's really what MTV was for. I mean, it really, the MC Hammer, Brandon Barnes, they had a good call. Yeah, of course, MC Hammer was so incredibly popular with, like, You Can't Touch This and Too Legit to Quit. Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Those kind of performers. So your rap performers, your like Madonna, Janet Jackson, the dancers and stuff like that. They were the ones who really have incredible stage sets. And those are the ones you really, really remembered a lot more from the show because of the glitz and glam from them. So, but yeah, absolutely. MC Hammer was huge. That's about really all we have to say. What we're going to do for the next 15 is we're going to kind of go back, and you guys can play along. Go back, and we're going to start with, let's start with a video because, of course, it's MTV. So we'll start with kind of our awards that we'll give out. So, and ours can be, you know, like I said, Ed might go more with the 90s. I'm going to probably stay back in the 80s and stuff like that. So here's what we'll do. We'll go with video first. We'll go to, let's say we'll go to a song, which again could go, I'll go 80s, Ed. If you want to go later, you can go 90s, whatever you want to do. So we'll go video, we'll go song, we'll go artist, and then we'll go newly discovered artist. So we'll do four.
Oh, boy.
We'll do four. So video, song, artist, and then new, like somebody you maybe discovered first on MTV, or maybe you have that you've never heard before. And that you kind of, you know, you liked MTV or you heard on MTV and went forward. So we'll do that. We'll do those four things. So let's see what everybody's saying. Kanye West Award, Block Taylor Swift. Oh, yeah. 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 Nancy, I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember that was a newer one. But yeah, I remember that. Yep. Michael Jackson says Brandon Barnes. Joe, it seemed like the more controversial, the better. I think the Andrew Dice deal was planned and the reaction was basically damage control due to negative backlash. It got people. It could have been. It could have been. If you look back at it, sure, they could have scripted it. And then they banned him for life because it was a publicity thing. And of course, he got a lot out of that. He became even more popular than he was because he keeps coming out to say, man, MTV. It's something and we'll find out about that. So, all right. So let's do that. I'll start. Ed, you can think about yours if you want. So I'll start. Let's go with video first. So you guys in the chat, shout out what your favorite video from MTV was. And we'll give ours. So this is hard because there really are a ton of them. And we mentioned a lot of them back in the first episode and mentioned Thriller. We mentioned a lot of that. I'm going to go with, and again, this is going to trace back to probably the songs that we all like. I'm going to go with one that and the song is one of my favorite 80s songs. Had to go and discover who the heck sang this, and it took me years to find it.
Because there's no Shazam either.
There was
thank
nothing.
Thank God for Shazam.
Nope. I literally had this taped on a cassette from my boombox, and it caught the very tail end of the song, and I loved it. And I didn't know what it was because the DJ didn't come on afterwards, so there was nothing listed about it. Nobody tell anybody who sang the song. But I do remember then finally on MTV, I remember seeing it, the video. And I, as soon as I heard the part in the beginning, because it's a very distinctive beginning of the song, as soon as I heard the part, I'm like, this is, and then I saw his name. And I'm like, oh, my God, I finally know who this dude is. Well, it's funny because I still could never really find the album. It was such an obscure, it was top 40 song. It may have gotten up to in the 30s, maybe 20s, but I could never find the album. And I worked at a record store, and I could never find the album. It probably ended up being a hit sheet thing, and probably was cheap because the album probably didn't even sell all that well because it really was a one-hit wonder. But I'm good, and it is so cheesy if you go and watch it, and it's a typical 80s video, and that's why I like it. But I'm going to go with Modern Day Delilah.
You always talk about that song.
It's literally one of my favorite 80s songs. I don't know, it may be because of the struggle for me to try to figure out what the hell it was, but I just love the melody. I love the start. I love the guitar at the beginning. I love it. Gets a little heavier in the middle. The artist's name is Van Stevenson, who ended up later in his career became a country singer. He went away from rock and roll totally, became a country singer, and then he passed away very young. He was definitely a one-hit wonder. Never really did anything from it. The video had him, and this is called, it was a Delilah thing with the hair. He filmed it in a beauty salon. So, and maybe this is why I liked it too, because of all the perms and stuff I was getting back in the day. Because it reminded me of that when you'd go in and he had all these women in there. They're kind of scantily clad women with this big, big hair. And then you see him in there and she's cutting his hair as they're singing it and stuff. There's a tiger, I think, in there at some point, which why not? That's a tiger video. But that will probably always stay with me, and probably because of the fact that I just heard those songs. It was that led me to find out who the hell finally sang the song. And I remember going to work at Listening Booth, and I remember looking it up because these big books. I don't know if you guys remember Listening Booth, maybe a little too young. But if you remember going in there, then we used to have on the desk this big book that looked like it was the Library of Congress. And it was all you would get. Because again, like Ed said, no internet, no Google, couldn't look anything up. So they had this big list of artists and albums. And you could go in and people would come in. They'd leaf through it. They'd look through the same thing, see if we could order something, if we didn't have it, and so on. And I remember looking them up. So that's the one for me that is up there for me. And it's very personal, of course. Again, nobody's really going to probably even remember the song, maybe other than me. But I actually loved it, and I love the video. And you can see it on YouTube. It's very, very cheesy, but I love the song. I love the song. Big Dan says, it seemed like the more – oh, no, that was Natural Born Killers, Dr. Dre and Ice Cube. It was beautifully done and so controversial. It was not played until after 2 a.m., and on a personal note, it bonded me and my cousin Patrick. We both loved it. All right, well, there you go. There you go. Facebook user says, I remember that song, dude. See, I'm not the only one.
See, Modern Day Delilah was popular, huh?
She's a Modern Day Delilah. Yeah, I loved it. Absolutely loved it. And that was... So, Ed, video. What's yours?
Probably... Now, are you talking like one like you where I had to search it out? No. Or just one I saw?
No, just what was your... Sticks in your head as being your favorite video from the MTV time.
Oh my God.
And it could, like I said, it doesn't have to be 80s. You want to do a 90s, you want to do it like whatever, just like if you thought in your head, music video, boom.
Asking me like what my favorite pizza place in the valley is, dude. There's like so many, and you just can't pick one, you know.
Name a couple if you want. That's why it's our show.
Hurt by Nine Inch Nails.
There you go.
That's one, or not her, Closer by Nine Inch Nails, one of my all-time favorite videos. Okay. Big Nine Inch Nails fan. Oh, you see that video, it's like just blows your Wish by Nine Inch Nails with them all in the cage banging on it. Yep. Sense of trend. That was amazing. I'll tell you one that I used to get ready for school in the morning that I would always, and it would always come on right before I'd leave for the bus in the morning, was Aisha by Another Bad Creation. That's like one of those chintzy, cheesy ones, but... that was one that would always pop on that I would remember watching and just singing on my way. I grew up at, like, watching videos more in the 90s, but I remember in the 80s, like, seeing all those, you know, in the 80s. Twisted Sister, We're Not Gonna Take It was another one.
Nancy that, just said that. Yeah,
that's why I saw it pop up.
Mr. Sister. Yeah, they were great.
Kiss Crazy Nights was one I used to love when, was it Gene or Paul that had the guitar, when he would fire it and it would shoot the sparks.
Yep.
That was one I recall always seeing a lot. Poison, all the Poison videos. There were just so many. Yeah. Like, I really can't, like, pop
one
that just jumps out. It's really hard. Nothing, like, really.
It is.
You'd watch it all the time, and it was just one that you, you know, one I just watched it was Land of Confusion by Genesis. That would be one that I would say that I really, really enjoyed. And whenever that one would come on, I would sit down and watch it. And, you know, that's definitely one, because that, you know, you would look for certain things. And I always remember one of my favorite parts of that one was when he would say, "I remember long ago," and they would show like the dinosaurs. Cause I would always wait for Rambo to pop up in the background. Right. That was like one of my favorite parts of it.
Yes. You know? Yeah. No,
or when you would see like Ronnie running with the Superman costume.
Yeah, Nancy with
Superman, where are you?
And he'd
like that running like that.
Yeah. That was a good one. That was a really good one. You can almost categorize them and just do different categories and different. Yeah. I mean, it is really hard. To narrow it down to just one.
Now that I'm like, once the floodgates are open, Shiny Happy People Holding Hands.
Oh yeah, R.E.M.
That was another one that I just, because I had, what's her name from the B-52s.
That's
ranks up there as one of my all-time like happy songs.
Yep.
Like Shiny Happy People.
I can remember, oh my gosh, R.E.M.'s Losing My Religion. The first time I saw that. That was a fantastic song, and what a great video.
Oh, yeah.
Some of the Cure's videos that were out were creepy, which I dug them for that. Tool's videos were absolutely
Sober.
Insane.
Sober was great.
Oh, my gosh. I remember
Len Spinelli.
Is Len?
Hey! Len is a Facebook user.
What's going on, Len? How are you, man? Nice to see you. Len, of course, was on our show way back when. You can go look that up. Len is in a local band in our area, so there you go. All right. Well, Lenny's in the house. Len. So he's talking about Genesis. I'm sure he appreciated that. Lenny's a big Phil Collins fan, so there you go.
Chris is
here too.
Yes, Chris.
What's going on, Chris? Rhythm Nation by Janet Jackson. Yeah, Janet Jackson had some tremendous videos as well. Whitney's early videos.
Gina Jesus mentioned Day. One by Metallica.
Oh,
that was a phenomenal video.
Yeah, fantastic.
That was an outstanding video.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Johnny, Get Your Gun. I literally had to go look that up to see if that was an actual movie. I've never watched it, but I should, because it looks really awesome. Scariest video ever was Marilyn Manson's Sweet Dreams. I was actually scared watching it because I never saw anything like that before. We're doing good, man. We're doing good. Doing good. Hope you're well. Fight for your right to party, says Derek Fowler. Oh, excellent. Excellent.
How about when DJ Jazzy Jeff did Nightmare on My Street?
My Street. And,
or the Fat Boys, when they did the other Nightmare on Elm Street song. Yeah. That was cool, because you would see, like, you know, you could see, like, Freddy Krueger and stuff like that in it, you know?
I loved movie ad videos. I loved them because they got you psyched up for movies. And sometimes they advertise movies you would never think to see. Shocker. The movie Shocker was one of them. And they had so many metal bands. And they were, of course, Alice Cooper was on that soundtrack. Kiss did a song on that soundtrack. I'm trying to think. I can't remember some of the other names of some of the bands that were on there. Megadeth was actually on there. So many good bands, but I would have never seen the film had I not seen the video. And it was good. The guy was a killer, was killed in the electric chair, and then he ended up coming back. One of those kind of stories, but it was good. I liked it.
How about Maximum Overdrive and Who Made Who?
Right. Yep.
There's another one.
Yep. There's another one I probably would have never seen unless I saw the video for it. So, yeah, horror movies and MTV went hand in hand. They got a lot of airplay from that. That's why the slasher movies did so well in the 80s, was mostly because of the MTV stuff. Land of Confusion, says Len. Thriller was cool. Walk of Life. Oh, Walk of Life with all the sports highlights. That's a big one for sports fans. Yeah, Yeah, absolutely. All right, let's switch gears. This one's going to be even tougher, I think. Let's go to song. I have gone over this in my head so many times. Dream Warriors, says Len. Oh, absolutely, dude. Dawkins Dream Warriors was fantastic. Over dream-
oh.
But I have gone over this in my head many, 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 many times about what I would pick as my fan. And I think it changes. I think it changes probably with my mood. I'm going to do it too because the man is now gone. So it's a little bit of a tribute. I just saw something on Access TV, which they did a tribute to him. So for me, and again, this is personal to me because I can remember it was right around the time I got my car and right around the time that, you know, we were driving around and I can remember listening to this song over and over. In fact, I had it playing where we used to play basketball, and because I parked my car there near the basketball court and I'd leave the car on, leave the stereo play, and I had it playing in the car. And I can remember a couple of girls that were on the court would come up and say, "Oh, that's a really good song. Who is that?" And I would end up telling them who it was. So I'm going to go with Take Me Home Tonight by Eddie Money is my number one. And I just go back to it so often that whole album. And I know Len will agree because it's one of Len's favorite albums. That whole album is tremendous. The other song on that album, I Want to Go Back, is probably one of the best songs you could ever play that could epitomize what we talk about from week to week. But that song, Eddie looked fantastic, and Eddie didn't always look fantastic. Eddie did a lot of drugs and alcohol, and there were times when Eddie looked bad, but Eddie looked amazing. He was gone for a little bit. Came back and did that album, different hairstyle, because of course the 80s hairstyle, and he looked fantastic in that video. And that will always stick with me. And I absolutely love that song. So I'm going to go with Take Me Home Tonight as my favorite. And again, the list will probably change.
Favorite song out of the 80s?
That's your all-time favorite song. That is my all-time favorite 80s song. Yes. And again, it'll change. Because I have others that are right, you know, that's one. And then there might be one that's right, like at a 1A. And then maybe it'll change all the time. But that is my favorite one. So you don't have to do, like I said, you're born after me. You don't have to do 80s.
This is our 80s podcast.
It doesn't matter. It's our show. Who cares? In regards to, think about it a minute. In regards to song, man, my list would be longer than, yeah, it is. It's hard to, and like I said, I go up and down. I go over the picket, and yeah, I agree. It's very, very hard. That Len said, I Want to Go Back. It's a time machine for me. That album was great. Yeah, it was an awesome album. Gina says, Beat It, Freedom, Walk Like an Egyptian, Sweet Child of Mine, Paradise City, Don't Cry, Faith No More is Epic. All right, go ahead, man.
Oh, well, if I have to pick an 80s, then for me, totally, it's going to be Take On Me. That's my ultimate 80s. Okay. 100%. Either that, see, again, 1A, 1B,
right.
It might be Drive by the Cars, would Great be song. 1B. That's another, no, because there's Africa by Toto. That's another one. See, again, you just go down the list.
Yeah, it's really tough.
It's like you can't pick just one. You know what I mean?
You can make a mixtape.
Like Pringles, you just can't eat one. I think it's Pringles or whatever. You just can't eat one. Same thing with 90s. Like you just can't pick one favorite 90s song. You know what I mean? Like Faith No More, Epic, Gina Says, or Pearl Jam. There's so many songs by them, or Nine Inch Nails, or Nirvana, or Janet. You just can't. It's so hard to narrow it down. But
it is.
Yeah, definitely my top 80s song would be Take On Me. Every time I hear that song, I just cannot shut it off.
Video too. Yeah, that's a good way to think about it. Like if you ever are passing over something on a radio, and you know you're hearing it, what is a radio? Or if you're passing over something in your music, you know,
no, playlist. It's on the radio. Your Sirius XM or whatever.
Whatever people listen to nowadays, you're listening to Brian Moore, your playlist. That's a great song.
Come On, Eileen.
Yep. all grab. No, there's no bad choices.
Make you happy. No,
no bad choices. But if the, there's ever something that would come on, and that's
going to be tonight, now. Don't you forget about me. I mean, you're so. Oh my God.
Men at work. It.
I come from the land down under. That's like your roof. You think?
I mean, for me, I can pick like five Hall and Oates songs too.
Oh my God, out of touch. But
that's the thing. Like you can, for me, it was Adult Education. I love the song Adult Education. It was a little harder for Hall & Oates, which I think is why I kind of loved it. But yeah, you it's hard to categorize.
How about Google Education? Miss Piggy knows about that one.
So yeah, but yeah, you know, I think about too. How about remember back in the day when we were playing Grand Theft Auto Vice City, man, and driving around in the car with that 80s backdrop, and then Out of Touch would pop on, and then you hear that Shake It Up would pop on, and I'm just like, holy crap, man, like 80s and the neon. You're like, man, you know, like wow, it was like awesome, you know.
Yeah, it's really it is. It's really Quiet Riot, Nancy saying, come on, feel the noise. I would pick out obscure stuff from bands that were really big. Come on, feel the noise was huge for me. My favorite song by them is Twilight Hotel. It was almost a ballad from them that came out when I liked it again because the video was very creepy. It took place in a dollhouse, so it's very, very weird. But yeah. All right. We're getting close to the time when we have to do our awards, so we'll just do one more. And we'll finish with a band that we wouldn't have heard, probably, unless we heard them first on MTV. So we'll go with that one. That'll be our last one. And then we'll go to our awards. So for me, it was, and Len says, Phil Collins, Take Me Home. Great song. Def Leppard, Hysteria. Too many to just pick one. Oh, Summertime Girls. Oh, my God, Len, that's a fantastic song. Y&T. Oh, so good. Yeah, absolutely great. Bang Your Head was my favorite Quiet Riot song. Said Big Dan.
Yes.
All right. So for me, a band that I never probably would have heard had it not been, or even known who they were, or had it not been for MTV. And I'm going to go with a band that now resides as one of my top five albums from the 80s. If you ever make that list, hey, what was ever the, you know, what are the top five island, top five albums you would take with you if you were on a deserted island? This one will be on it. And it's Queensryche. I would have never known who Queensryche was had I not seen the little video vignettes that came out for Operation Mindcrime. And that album to this day is one of my favorite albums ever. So good. A concept album. And I didn't know what it was. I remember seeing it in my record store. And I remember seeing them a little hype sticker on the outside comparing it to Pink Floyd saying, this is the best concept album since The Wall. And I'm like, wow, that's saying something. But I never bought it. I never bought it because I didn't know what they were. I didn't know who they were. I didn't want to take a chance on it because I didn't. And then I heard all the stuff on MTV and I was, oh my God, I was blown away. I love the story that they told on the album and I love the songs and I loved it live. And then I learned how good of a vocalist Jeff Tate really was. But again, it was a band I never would have heard unless I heard them on MTV, and it may not have. The video I may have heard from them first, may have been I Want to Get Close to You, which was on Rage for Order. So it was on the album that came out before Operation Mindcrime, but I never would have heard them if it not for MTV. It's all right. Mr. Roboto, Nancy, yeah, another great song. That video is very weird. You know they hated that album? I don't know if you ever read about that, but they absolutely hated it. They hated doing that album.
Girls' School is Britney Fox, right?
Yes.
Britney Fox.
At the girls' school. Yeah. They sounded like the lead singer of Britney Fox sounded like Cinderella. He had that same kind of voice. That's another great one. Killer Dwarfs, Black and Blue, LA Guns, Warlock, even Guns N' Roses. So much good stuff. All right, Ed. So a band that you would have not known had it not been for MTV.
There's probably a couple of them back in the day. Then we're talking 90s. Candlebox was one. They were heavily played. Sponge was another one that was heavily played. So that would be two that I probably never would have heard had it not been for MTV. They didn't really make it, you know, big or anything. Back in the day, they didn't really do anything. They weren't as big as like Queensryche or anything. But for the time, I was big into them. And those were my two bands. So
there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awesome. You know, and there's bands that.
The Presidents of the United States of America with Lump and Peaches. That was it. I loved Peaches.
She's Lump. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh. Slaughter Nancy.
Yeah. Very Flight of the Angels.
Very nice. Yes. Up All Night was the first I heard of them. And I think I bought their album based on that song. And I went out and got it. And I love them. That's Mark Slaughter. So Mark Slaughter was the singer for Vinnie Vincent's band, who formerly of Kiss and of Vinnie Vincent Invasion. Mark Slaughter sang on that, and they did a song for Nightmare on Elm Street called Love Kills, which is fantastic. If you've never heard it and you like Slaughter, check it out. What a song. And it was for a Nightmare on Elm Street film. Awesome. Awesome stuff. There you go. All right. So there you go. That wraps up pretty much our, again, we've done this now for 4 weeks. We devoted a lot of time to a TV channel, but in all fairness, as I said, we wouldn't be here doing this show probably if it not been for MTV. It was such a big thing and a huge thing, and I wouldn't be the music fan that I was also today probably if it weren't for MTV. I listened to music in the 70s when I was a young kid. Of course, the music my parents played and stuff, and the stuff on the radio, but nothing like it was after listening to some of the stuff and watching the stuff on MTV. Green Jelly, Luis Cardona's Animal Instincts was the LP. Del Shannon Runaway was the video. Ed, did you know presidents loved Weird Al's Gump so much they'd use? And that's all I have to say about that at the end of Lump. Well, there you go.
Oh, wow.
Bananarama. Nice. Yeah, Bananarama. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Let's
get this boat moving.
Yes, let's go. I think it's time for our awards part of the program, Ed.
All right. Whoa!
Hey!
Hello.
We've got Gina in the house.
Hi, everybody.
Gina,
how are you?
Announcer.
Good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So Gina is with us, and she's here to help us present our awards. So this is our first annual awards show.
Well,
and we thought we would look back upon our stuff and we would do some of our own awards. So let's get started with that.
All right, you guys, I'm very excited to be here. Google.
Hello, fine woman. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I can't believe I'm on screen with you.
Well, let's go. You're making my puppet cheeks blush, let me tell you something. And Google doesn't blush very much. Well, let's get this started. Hello, Sir Fabulous Gina. Let's start the first topic. Kick it away, Gina.
Okay, so. I do want to say before I start, though, we did have some child labor in action today, and our daughter made all of our envelopes.
Oh, look at that.
Yes.
I just want to say I had nothing to do with this, so if the authorities come, Googly had nothing to do with this. Googly is out.
Well, the first award this evening is going to be for a man who is lovable and huggable.
Uh-oh.
A person who makes the hosts and viewers alike crack up. Here are the top five comments from Encyclopedia Britannica
that
made them all laugh the most.
Big Dan.
Okay, so top five. Ed, Miss Frisk was kind of a hippie. I just tell her she was Optimus Fine and we'd play Scarborough Fair and see where it went from there. Another quote is, I didn't get as fashionable until the early 90s and I still couldn't get a date. Even if I were to walk into a women's prison with a handful of pardons. The 80s weren't my fashion years. another quote. That happened quite a few times to me, guys. It's a variation of Murphy's Law. Basically, you'd have a turtle head poking out, and right as you're about to go, they would show up. My mom tried to make me a chore chart during the 1985-86 school year, but it lasted as long as New Coke. I was a peacock. You had to let me fly, so it went bye-bye real quick. And finally, we measured puberty in the 80s by crushes. When we were six, we might think Daphne from Scooby-Doo was hot. But as our bodies began to bloom, we started to watch Who's the Boss for a peek at Samantha.
I did them both. I just want you to know I had sex with both of them.
Go play. You get around, buddy.
Oh, I have more bumps on my penis than a reptile, just so you know.
Oh, my gosh. Who would have thought?
Big Dan, you come off with stuff, buddy. Like,
oh my God,
so detailed and quick. I don't know. That brain is really something, buddy.
It is. All right.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we've
even envelopes.
That was our whole budget, Joe, for the next couple of weeks. That's our whole budget for the year, right there.
Our budget on envelopes.
The winner is, I didn't get as fashionable until the early 90s, and I still couldn't get a date, even if I were to walk into a women's prison with a handful of pardons. The 80s were not my fashion years. I'm sorry, Big Dan. I'm sure you've improved since then.
Yeah, he is quite. Hey, I was his wingman. I got him a lot of poon, let me tell you. Oh my God.
We have to get that bronzed at some point when our budget goes up, Dan. that's a great one. That's a great one, dude.
Yes. Oh, we have to get that on a t-shirt for Dan.
Yes. That's a great one. All right.
Right. Moving along here.
The second topic.
You're like Kanye West popping on stage with you know who.
Taylor Swift, I had sex with her too.
Yes. all right. This is for all of you. All of you guys that support the show, I know for a fact that these two guys genuinely love everybody's support. I Live the 80s is just like part of them. And I think that for everyone who has laughed, everybody who has shared a memory, everybody who has just felt connected with everybody in the group when the podcast is on, here are your top five best episodes of I Live the 80s.
Ooh.
Cherished memories of the 80s. Crushing on You, Americana of the 80s, Soundtracks of the 80s, Child Stars of the 80s.
There you go. We need a drum roll. And the winner is...
The People's Pick. I like the envelope.
Does this include the Australians?
I don't know. Are they ahead of us or behind us in the time zone?
I think they're way ahead, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, yeah. Okay, here it is. From season 2, episode 21, it was very, very close. Cherished Memories of the 80s.
That was a good one. Yes. Mm-hmm. And listen, anytime that we get to do a show and we get to share our goofy memories about stuff, for some reason, it goes over really well. And we absolutely love doing it. So you voted for that. I can't believe we've been doing this for over a year and a half.
Very close to a year and a half. Our little recording on
Anchor
through our cell phones.
Yeah, it was.
We started out holding our cell phones like this, doing it.
And yes, we did.
Look at, we moved on. And we've went from 2 listeners to
50.
7. Yeah, 50. Yeah. So, hey, it's a good number. We got people in other countries.
You got to start somewhere. And actually, people that are listening to this on Anchor, come over to YouTube sometime so we could see your faces in the chat. But even more than that, thank you as well for doing that, because we still get anywhere from, you know, 25 to some weeks 60, 70 people that listen just to the audio portion. So for those that listen to us on the go, in the car, whatever it is, hats off to you guys too. So
yeah, we appreciate it. And we're not doing it for listens or anything. We're just doing it because we love it.
Yes.
You know, we just do it because it's just fun to do. We really have a blast doing this.
Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. What's next?
Well, you guys, the next award highlights a special part of every show. So this next award goes to the viewer who has guessed Joe's mystery song of the night. Directly the most times. So at the end of every episode, Joe reads his song lyrics and everybody gets to it. And it's, I think it's way difficult compared to if you were really hearing it. I find it very difficult. But the person, good
there
night.
It is.
At the end of every show, Joe's pick, mystery song, who guessed the most. And let me remind you, we had to go through footage, chats, everything for these awards.
We combed hours of footage.
We did.
It was difficult.
It was.
Mm-hmm. Our child had to sit and go through lots of it. Lots of child labor. We told her she couldn't go to bed at night until she... No. For the child people, they're not watching, so I'm not worried about it.
All right, so who guessed the most songs correctly? Nancy with the Wiz.
Oh! Of course.
Love you.
Who else could it have been but Nancy's guesses and the Wiz? Listen, you know, I am going to get you. I'm going to get you one of these days, and I will read a lyric from something from The Wiz. I'm going to get you, and you're not going to know it, but I'm going to get you one of these days. So, but yeah, we couldn't help but give that to Nancy. Of course, you know, we should call that the old college try, because yes, I mean, it's just become a thing. And now The Wiz will be forever known as being part of our show. So there you go.
Yes.
Congrats, Nancy.
Well, guys, the final award that I will be giving out this evening is to a fine gentleman who had appeared on the first YouTube podcast of I Lived the 80s. He had been behind the scenes as a fact checker, but he quickly hopped into the hearts and the beds of the ladies. Here are the nominees for the most shocking Monsieur Google comment during a podcast. Hey, buddy, this one's for you.
Oh, my God, I'm a virtual. Oh, my God, I'm wrong to enter it. No, I never won anything ever in my life.
You didn't win yet. You didn't win yet. Let's listen and see how this goes.
Well, thanks for putting me in my place, woman.
All right. These are going to be from Season 2, Episode 21, Cherished Memories. He had said, "No, Buckabee, I cannot tell you the story about you and I doing whippets in Paris."
It is true. I've been sworn to secrecy by the authorities.
From Episode 10, Soundtracks of the 80s. "I have a tattoo of Christopher Cross on my left ass cheek."
"I got drunk one night on some bourbon, and the song came on. I thought, ah, screw it, I'll get him on my ass." "It is fine. It is the last thing the women see, right before I make whoopee."
From Episode 18, Take a Trip Back. "Go back to the end of The Muppets Take Manhattan and tell that bastard Kermit not to marry Piggy, because I would be all over that sweet hog. I would make the bacon, if you know what I mean."
"And a side of scrapple for that big pig."
And finally, from this same episode, hey, ladies, mustache rides $5.
But you know what? Because of inflation, it is now $8.
Hey, you got to make money, man. You got to make the money.
Google.
Oh, my gosh. What is the winner?
I mean, there were a lot to choose from. Yeah,
there were. That Google is more over than we are. There's no doubt. There's no doubt.
So, Google, you got everybody with... Go back to the end of the Muppets Take Manhattan and tell that bastard Kermit not to marry Piggy, because I would be all over that sweet hog. I would make the bacon, if you know what I mean.
You know, thank you so much. I just I have a speech to give, but I won't. The only thing I will say is, you know, Kermit's thing is green. My thing is green, Piggy. And... one day you'll realize that that's just, you have to come to me. So that is all. That's all I have to say. Thank you all. I love you. I love you all. And all the women out there, the children are not mine. They are not mine.
Okay. All right. Moving on.
But, oops.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, I have one more thing. I have an award. Can I say my award, Joe?
You can. Sure. Okay. Go right ahead.
I have an award for the top 5 women that I had sex with in the 80s.
Oh, God.
The best women. And then I have to go because Ed's hand up my ass is really starting to hurt his hand. The top 5 women who I had sex with. Number one. Well, actually, we'll go back. We'll go backwards. Number 5. Phyllis Diller. Number 4. Rhea Perlman, Carla from Cheers. She was small, she was short, but boy, could I throw her around. Number 3, Jessica Tandy from Cocoon. I wrapped her up in my cocoon. Number 2, Anne Ramsey. For those of you who don't know, that was Mama Fratelli from The Goonies. Oh, or throw Mama from the train.
Oh,
I threw her from my train. And number 1, Dr. Ruth. Oh, Dr. Ruth, the things that woman taught me, I passed that on to so many women in America. I passed other things on as well, but I passed the things she taught me. Thank you so much, everybody. Google out.
All right. Oh, my God. Google is awesome. I love Google.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. My hand is killing me.
I told you. He's more over than we are and will always will be. That, you know.
Yeah, hey, but I'll tell you, you stick your hand up him for so long, I'll tell you, I think I'm going to get carpal tunnel from that. Oh, dear God.
Ed's hand's going to just look like this pretty soon.
I'm going to have like an eagle claw. You want to do our last award, Joe?
Sure.
Go ahead.
The last one, guys, is very simple. This one is to, and of course, Gina as well is included. This is to all of you. We would not be here doing this either without you and all those people that listen to us on the audio portion of it as well. I've had people in my family come up and tell me stuff and laugh at me about stuff and you know, but in a good way, forgetting that they forgot about memories and stuff that we had when we were kids. And stuff like that. And they'll come over and they'll be like, oh my God, I forgot all about that. And they crack up laughing. So for all of you guys coming and watching this every week, listening to it, whether you're on your way to work, whatever, we have people, Rusty gets in touch with me all the time that says he's sorry, he misses it and stuff like that. So for all of you, of course, our last award of the day goes out to all of our listeners, all of you guys that come with us on this magical journey on the Wayback Machine every single week. And even those all the way in Australia, we love you all. So hopefully the next year will be as good as this one was, and we'll have another award show around next year at this time. We could look back on all of the stuff that we've done on the show. So thank you to Gene, obviously, for presenting the awards tonight. Thank you to Ed's daughter for making the cool awards as well. That was awesome. We actually got props. Even though we blew our budget, it's all good. It's all good.
Till next year.
Till next year. All right, Jeannie, you want to stay for the lyric? You can stay.
Yeah, you can stay on. Big Dan's comment I have to throw up there because that just got me a crack up.
The puppet's escapades have become legendary. The Indians in the mountains sing a folk song about him.
That's amazing. And I believe it because Dan said it.
Yes. Save that one for next year's award.
Yep. Dan's starting on next year's list. Nancy says, explain how you got the carpal tunnel to the doctor.
Yeah, excuse me, Doc. I had my hand up a puppet's ass for 25 minutes making him talk, and I'm like this now.
Oh my gosh. All right. Again, tonight's I think is kind of easy, but we'll let it go on a good note. This is a great 80s song, by the way. So, all right. We're going to go right here. And this sounds a little dirty when it starts, so don't get all crazy on it. All right. And it was hard. So hard to take. There's no escape. Without a scrape, but you kept it going until the sun fell down.
Oh, that's easy.
You kept it going. What is it?
Oh, what's the name of that song?
Let's see if our guest is going to get it before anyone else in the chat does.
It's actually one I could like dance a little to. I can't think of the name.
There weren't any lyrics I could pick from that one that could throw anybody because it's just a memorable song. Big Dan. Big Dan got it.
Yeah.
Big Dan got it. You might think. By the
look at Nancy. The W.
Nancy spelling it out. H E W.
Dan and Len.
Len got it. Yep. Dan and Len. Great job, dudes. Good job, everyone. You Might Think by the Cars. That's an easy one. There really wasn't. I looked down the whole song and I'm like, there is not one thing I could read here that nobody's going to recognize because I mean the very end of it, all of it, like you just can't help. It's one of those songs you can't help but just know by any of the lyrics that comes out. So there you go. That is tonight's lyric. Congratulations to Big Dan and to Len. Len, thanks for joining us, man. Come back anytime.
Yeah, Len.
Great to share stuff with
you. Miss you, buddy.
Len's a big 80s fan as well. So, well, there you go, guys. That is our episode for tonight. Again, we covered MTV as good as we could. Next week, we're going to format the show a little bit different. We'll start the show with the topic that we're going to have. And our topic, we'll even give you the topic. Look at this.
Yes.
We'll even give you the topic.
Spoiler.
Normally, we don't think this far ahead. But even give you next week's topic. Next week's topic is going to be all about. So we're going to talk all about food, but we're going to talk about food like food that our parents used to make us that maybe we either liked or we absolutely hated. And also incorporating that into we'll talk about because it's getting to the end of the summer. We'll talk about the grill. And you remember when your dad tried to make stuff on the grill and back then you only had charcoal and all that good stuff. Well, think about that stuff for a week because we're going to go back there and we're going to talk about our dads grilling out. And making food as well. So think about all that. Think about the things that you guys ate when you were younger. That's what we're going to talk about next week. So it's all about food on next week's episode. So the way we'll do it is we'll spend about 40 minutes or so talking about the topic of the week. And then we'll give you guys the last 15 minutes, 10-15, and we'll talk about whatever the heck you want to talk about for the last 10-15 minutes of the show. And then we'll go to the lyric. So that's how we're going to do it going forward. And that is it. So again, thanks Gina for being with us tonight. Really appreciate that. It was awesome. Oh, absolutely. Anytime.
It was fun.
That's awesome. Anytime. And of course, from Ed, from Google, and from myself, have a great, great rest of your week, guys. And hopefully we will see you all next Wednesday at 9:00 PM Eastern time for another ride on the Wayback Machine. Have a great week, guys. And we'll talk to you all soon. Good night, everybody.